Welcome back, folks. We're here at the floor of the Marijuana Business Conference and Expo, and I've run to attorney extraordinaire Matthew Abel from Detroit, Michigan. How are you doing, Matthew?
I'm well, Russ. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and we need to talk a little bit about MI Legalize, one of the states here pushing for legalization in 2016. What's the latest update?
We have 300,000 rough signatures, and we've raised $1 million. We have a filing deadline of June 1st, and if we make that, we need 253,000 good signatures. So we're on the verge of accomplishing it, but only if we don't let up and we get some more contributions in the next week or two. So we're having a rally in Lansing, Michigan on May 20th on the steps of the Capitol from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, where we're asking everybody to bring all the petitions that have a few signatures on them that maybe aren't complete, but fill them up if you can. But either way, turn them in and bring all the blank papers. We've circulated several million pages, we think, and we want to bring all those in, and well, a couple hundred thousand pages anyway. And to we're going to redistribute the blank pages and try to get a last push in the final week and get the signatures we need to put it on the ballot. If we do get MI legalized on the ballot, it will be the most liberal legalization proposal anywhere in the country. It will allow any city, township, village, or federally recognized Indian tribe the ability to either ban or license and regulate any size cultivation, processing, or retail. 6% sales tax plus our 10% excise tax, which would go 40% to transportation, 40% to education, and 20% to the local community hosting the retail operation.
So there's an incentive for them to get involved.
Absolutely. We think this is something that will be a huge boost to the economy in Michigan. There's no residency requirements, so out-of-state companies could start up business immediately. The law would take effect March 1st, 2016. But the best feature... 2017. Thank you, Russ. And I think the economic prospects are great, but to me, the most exciting prospect is, as a criminal defense lawyer, I am tired of having to represent people for consuming cannabis. And this bill, MI Legalized, this initiative, would make any infraction only a civil violation, a civil infraction, so that growing too many plants, which now is a felony, wouldn't even be a misdemeanor. It wouldn't be a crime any longer. The only crimes left under MI Legalized would be driving under the influence or providing it to minors. And I think a big point of this, and you and I are activists in this for a reason, I know you're getting rich off of this and all, Russ,
sure.
But that was sarcasm, people. And that we need to get this out of the criminal justice system. Once we can do that, we can free up the economy and create jobs and provide a clean environment like we need. But this, we're treating marijuana as a criminal justice issue when really it's a public health issue, and it's not really a problem for public health. It's more of a benefit for public health. The statistics have tended to show that communities that have medical cannabis and that have legalization are healthier in the long run. So please, go on the web, go to www.milegalize.com and make a donation today. Yeah. Michigan thanks you.
We're looking at states that have lower suicide rates, fewer opioid overdoses with access to cannabis. Give us the rundown on the personal possession, cultivation, extracts, edibles, any of those sort of details on the consumer side.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the other nice features is that this would allow any adult 21 years of age or older to grow their own 12 plants and to keep any of the product from those 12 plants and to give it away if they like. And so it protects individual growing, which many states do not allow. And it allows a township or a community to ban retail and commercial operations if they want to, but then people just go to the next town over, and we think that as time goes on, the communities will see that it will bring up the values of their real estate, it will create jobs and boost the local economy. We also support industrial hemp. We've defined industrial hemp as less than 1% THC. Most other statutes define it as 0.3%. And so we don't think nobody's going to smoke 1% THC, I don't think. And so there's not much danger there. But And it would be tax exempt. So Henry Ford used to grow hemp for automobiles, and so we'd like to grow hemp in Dearborn once again.
Folks, get involved with MI Legalize. This is the Bernie Sanders campaign of marijuana legalization. The big heavy hitters, MPP, DPA, they're involved in some of these other states. But MI Legalize, I understand, is a completely grassroots organization.
It is completely self-funded. We're lucky enough to have one angel donor from Ann Arbor who's given us a couple of $100,000 to match. And so at this point, we have raised and spent nearly $1 million. And we just need a couple hundred thousand more to really put us on the map, put us on the ballot, and we're pretty sure it'll pass given the opportunity. Michigan Normal, of which I'm the executive director, by the way, has run polls the last 3 years, and favorability on legalization has gone from 47% to 50% to 53%. So it seems to be moving at the rate of 3% per year. Our last poll was done just a few months ago. So my prediction is if we get MI legalized on the ballot, when we get it on the ballot, I predict it'll pass with almost 60% of the vote in Michigan. I think people lie to pollsters about 5% of the time. They're afraid the government's, taking names.
Right. Like I always say, when you get statistics on marijuana use during Prohibition, you have to factor in how many people don't want to admit to an anonymous pollster that they're breaking state and federal law.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, MILegalize.com, is that right?
That's right. All right.
Check out MILegalize.com and on Facebook, I assume, as well.
Thank you, Radical Russ. Great being here on the Russ Bilville Show on Cannabis Radio. Matt Abel here saying over and out. Support MILegalize.com.